Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 48 of The Spiritual Combat, a method of prayer based on the intercession of the Blessed Virgin. Besides the methods of meditation already mentioned, there is another which is addressed particularly to the Blessed Virgin. We first consider the Eternal Father, then Jesus Christ our Lord, and finally, the Blessed Mother. With regard to the Eternal Father, there are two considerations. The first is the singular affection he cherished from all eternity for this most chaste Virgin, whom he chose to be the mother of his divine Son. The second is the eminent sanctity he was pleased to bestow upon her, and the many virtues she practiced in her lifetime. Meditating on the affection of the Eternal Father for Our Lady, you must begin by raising your mind above all created things. Look forward to the vast expanses of eternity. Enter into the heart of God, and see with what delight he viewed the person destined one day to become the mother of his Son. Beseech him by that delight to give you sufficient strength against your enemies, especially those who most grievously afflict you. Contemplate, then, the virtues and heroic actions of this incomparable Virgin. Make an offering of each or all of them to God. As they are of such efficacy as to obtain for you divine assistance in your particular necessities. After this, address yourself to Jesus, begging him to be mindful of that loving mother who for 9 months carried him in her womb, and from the moment of his birth paid him the most profound adoration. For this was her acknowledgement that this child was at once God and man, her creator and her son. With compassion, she saw him poorly accommodated in a humble stable, nourished him with her pure milk, kissed and embraced him 1,000 times with maternal fondness, and through his life and at his death, suffered for him beyond expression. Present this picture to the Savior, that he may be compelled, as it were, by such powerful motives, to hear your prayers. Appeal to the Blessed Virgin herself, reminding her of her compassion from all eternity, to be the mother of mercy and the refuge of sinners, and that after her divine Son, you place your greatest confidence in her intercession. Present to her the fact, asserted by the learned and confirmed by miracles, that no one ever called upon her with a lively faith and was left unaided. Finally, remind her of the sufferings of her Son for your salvation, that she may attain of him the grace necessary to make proper use of his sufferings for the greater glory of that loving Savior. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide, Amen. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, Teacher of Teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have to remind Our Lady, this is very interesting what he says, to remind her of the sufferings of her Son for your salvation, so that she may obtain of him the grace necessary to make proper use of his sufferings. So we want to make proper use of his sufferings. We want to enter into them. We want to try to make use of the things that happened to us to try to understand better what happened to him. And how do we do that? By asking her to pray for us. By reminding her of what her son did, which she loves more than anyone, which she has entered into most fully. And then she will pray for us that we can make proper use of them. If we're going through something difficult, mentally, physically, we want to use those occasions, those things, to think what it was like for him. If it's a mental distress or painful thing, to try to think, okay, Lord, this gives me some insight into what you went through. But even more so. And we have to think also, he says, about what Our Lady did for her son all through her life. And how do we do that? Again, try to use examples that you know about to try to begin to enter into what Mary did for Jesus, to think about a really good mother you've seen, a really good loving teacher, and to try to begin to ponder the kind of love, multiplied even greater, the kind of love Mary had for Jesus. Because Christ was her son. The Son of God became the Son of Mary. And as many parents can testify, as a young father was saying yesterday, he said, I love my wife. I love my wife so much. But when I had a son, my first child, I cannot tell you how much I love that child. It's different, he said. Well, the Son of God entered into that kind of relationship with a woman. A human being loves a divine person, which is God the Son, who became man. You see, this is why Mary is essential for Christianity. Because it opens up the possibility of a human love for a divine person. God became man. He entered into our world. He became the child of a woman. And so that motherly love that she has for him, which is natural love, as it were, becomes the foundation, the basis on which a divine charity of a human being for a divine person can be built. You see, Mary is already entering into the divine life of the Trinity by loving the Jesus Christ, the Son. You say, Father, this is getting kind of deep. Well, it is deep, because if you think of what Father Scupoli is saying about God the Father, he says, you want to understand Mary? Put yourself in the place of God the Father, who eternally intended to send his Son into our world. And part of that, because God doesn't change, you see. God has eternally willed, according to Father Scupoli, the incarnation. And if he's eternally willed the incarnation, what must be part of that eternal plan? A woman. And so Father Scupoli wants us to try to put ourselves into the heart of God the Father, enter into the heart of God the Father, and see what delight he had, how much cherish he had for this woman who would be born of Joachim and Anne, who would bring forth his Savior, who he would share his own love for his son with, who would say yes on behalf of all humanity. He would clothe her with so many virtues that she would be able, on behalf of us all, to say yes to God the Father's proposal that he would unite humanity and divinity in a kind of marriage, in the unity of his son's divine person, that Mary would say yes for us all. And to think about that. And how are we going to do this? Well, there's one divine person that Father Scupoli doesn't mention by name in this chapter, the Holy Spirit. And he leaves the Holy Spirit's name out so that we might ask, why? Where is the Holy Spirit here? The Holy Spirit is the one who enables us to enter into this divine relationship of the God the Father and God the Son. It's the Holy Spirit in our hearts that gives us the ability to enter in, to share in the eternal relationship of God the Father and God the Son. And who first entered into that? The Blessed Virgin Mary. Never was it known. Never was it known that anyone who fled to her protection, implored her help, or sought her intercession was left unaided. O Mary, pray for us now at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.